Welcome into the End the Money podcast for KeenelandSelect.com for Toyota Bluegrass Day on Saturday, April 4th. Major Grade 1 prep on the road to the Kentucky Derby that will culminate the card on this Saturday. Tom Leach along with Jim Goodman, Keeneland's Director of Wagering Development. There's an all-stakes pick four that we're going to take a look at starting in race eight. And there's actually an all-stakes pick five that starts with the Commonwealth in the seventh if you want to play that. But Jim, we'll jump into it with the Grade 2 Appalachian presented by Japan Racing Association. Race 8, three-year-old fillies on the turf, going a mile. How'd you see it?
Yeah, we want you to play every bet you possibly can because my job depends on how much handle we do on Bluegrass Day. It's the biggest day of the year for us. So.
Bet them all. Bet early and often.
Bet early and often. I took everything outside here. The horses that I like the best happen to be in the 9, 10, and 11 hole, which on a mile perp race, not necessarily the place that you really want to be, but I thought that they were the best horses. I left off the 8, Lion Lake. That was my fourth choice, but I'm going to use Sister Coyanne as the favorite here for Brian Lynch. Coming out of the same race as Lion Lake, I just think this filly is much more accomplished and just nailed Sister Torian on the wire at Gulfstream. Sister Torian is 1-for-1 at Keeneland. Ired Ortiz takes the mount from Mario Gutierrez, which moves that horse way, way up. And I just think Sister Torian, if I were going to single something, I'm going to single something later on, but I could almost single her in here. Going to use Imagination the Lady with respect for Brenda Walsh. I like her better than Lion Lake. I mean, she's just been much more accomplished. She won a race here at Jasmine last fall. Then she came back in the Breeders' Cup Juvenile Fillies and Turf and ran really well, only got beat 2.5 lengths for the whole thing. So, been off since then. I'm thinking Brendan puts Gaffleon on this one. I just like Imagination the Lady better because of her back class. And then I'm going to use Counterbalance. 15-1 for Luis Saez. Won the China Doll last time out at Santa Anita pretty easily. Only beat 3 other horses in there, but got an 82 buyer, and Michael McCarthy doesn't ship them for fun. He picks Luis Saez up, and I think at a 15-1, he's very attractive to me. So I'm going to use 2 logicals, 1 long shot, try to get out of the first leg of the pick four.
Yeah, I took Sister Troyanne on top in what I thought was a pretty well-matched group, 5 wins from 7 starts, and as you said, just missed last time, and I love the way that she won on this course. Imagination the Lady also looked impressive winning on the Keeneland turf last fall. And she was 4th, beaten less than 3 at her Breeders' Cup race. So certainly could see either one of those two winning this. And the latter has only the 3 starts, so plenty of upside left, you would think, for her. But I'm also going to add one more, and that's 2 Aflame for Rusty Arnold. She did have a double-digit buyer improvement off the layoff. And I interviewed Rusty Arnold this week, and he was really high on this filly. Talked about her being one of their best 2-year-olds last year, and he's very bullish on her ability. Thinks she'll be even better with more distance. So just off that interview with Rusty, I'm going to add that one to my ticket and go 3 deep on the pick 4. The 9th race is the Grade 1 Resolute Racing Madison. It's fillies and mares 4 and up, and they will go 7 furlongs. I took Ragtime on top. I think she was a head away from 4 straight wins to start her career. And if she comes back off the layoff the way she was running at her best last year, I think it's going to take a big effort to beat her. Clico was in Grade 1 last year up at Parks. Broke her maiden impressively over this track. Brendan Walsh brings him ready to run for these big days. So I think she could win this. Grand Job ran her best race last out in winning the Grade 2 down at Gulfstream. She's 2-for-3 at 7 furlongs. And then Eclatant is the other one I like. Made a big jump up in her 4-year-old debut. Now, that was against Lesser, but if she runs back to that number, she could win this. So I like all 4 of those. I'm going to take Ragtime on top. How'd you see the Madison?
I like to think 4. I took Eclatant on top. I just think that 104 buyer just jumps off the page after from Gulfstream. I mean, really improved. Now, she may bounce off that. It would be very, very difficult to back that up, but she doesn't have to run that fast to beat this crew. So I'm going to take Eclatant on top. Clico is logical for Brendan Wallace. Ragtime is very logical for Bill Mott and the other Bill Mott Grand Job. I think Mott's got 2 shots in here with that one. So I agree with you. 100% of this was the same 4 horses.
Let us move on to race 10. It is the Grade 2 Valvoline Global Shakertown. 5.5 on the turf. 3-year-olds and up. Who do you like?
I thought this was the best matched race I've seen at Keeneland in a long time. I really had a hard time narrowing this down to anywhere less than half of it. So I'm going to use my Jim Goodman rule. I'm going to go all on the pick four. We'll get the pick four. You know, the horse I like the best is on the outside. And I don't like the 12-hole at in the 5.5 furlong, but usually wrong has been outstanding at Fairgrounds all winter and hasn't raced at Keeneland. Move up in class, obviously, but lots of speed. And I don't know if he can get there from the 12-hole, but if he does, he might be tough to catch. Other horses, Joe Dicey has a lot of speed out there, too. I did not use him, or I did not use him in my pick three that we're going to go through. I used them all in pick four. I think Well would be my very shaky win pick. Litigation for Brian Lynch, the eighth horse, coming off an impressive win in a listed stakes at Gulfstream. My Boy Prince for Jose Ortiz and Mark Cassidy coming out of Tampa. Yellow Card for Michael McCarthy and Flavian Pratt takes this mount from Jaramillo at Santa Anita last time out. Again, McCarthy took this one. Heath for Tug gets the money. I could go on and on here. Hard-headed for Ired Ortiz at 15-1. This race, to me, is almost impossible to handicap and eliminate very many horses. So I'm going to use four in my pick three we come up with, but I'm going to use them all in the pick four.
I could not narrow down enough to be able, for budgetary reasons, to go all in the pick four as you're doing, but you make a great case to do that because I'm right with you in terms of how challenging this is. So I'm going to narrow it down a little bit and cross my fingers. Going to have to narrow down even more than I would like for our $3 late pick three ticket we're going to give out as well. But I took My Boy Prince on top. I like the way he came back and started his five-year-old career. From talking to Mark Cassie for an interview for Keeneland social media, I think the extra half furlong is going to help as well. Litigation has won three of the last four. That 102 buyer from the last start would really stack up well if he can run back to that. So those are the two I like most, but Hard-Headed was the next one I had. Two of his eight career wins have come since moving into Joe Sharp's barn. And then you get Ired Ortiz also. And then Joe Scheiste, seven wins on his resume, comes off a six-length romp with the 104 buyer in his debut for this year. But the post position is a challenge, is the 12-hole for the one you like. So that makes me – I'd like Joe Scheiste a little better if he were drawn closer to the inside. But off that last race, I'm going to put him on my ticket and go four deep in here. Gets us to the Grade 1 Toyota Bluegrass Stakes, three-year-olds at a mile and an eighth. We lost class president out of here. Trainer Todd Pletcher was quoted as saying the horse just wasn't quite 100%, and so they didn't want to run him at less than his best. So they'll take a look and might even keep him on the Derby trail. They'll see how that goes. But for now, he is out of the picture for the Bluegrass. So I ended up taking Reagan's Honor on top. Love the last race, 96 buyer. Now, on the plus side, he beat four-year-olds in there. And the third-place finisher came back to win. Now, on the downside, the top three were the top three all the way around the track. And I'm sometimes leery of a high buyer figure if the horse just goes wire to wire. But they look good doing it. I have a great respect for Cherie DeVoe. And I think this horse's speed could be the controlling factor in this race. Pedigree to love a mile and an eighth. Good local work here. So I'm going to take Reagan's Honor to upset Further Ado in here. Further Ado, anything close to that 20-length romp he had at Keeneland last fall, you know, maybe he just loves the track at Keeneland and he'll just blow him away again. But I'm going to try to beat him because I think it'll be a really low price with Reagan's Honor, but it's kind of a toss-up between those two for me. If I went deeper, I'd probably look at Great White, a horse that won the Battaglia Memorial impressively, and did so beating Full Effort, who came back to win the Jeff Ruby Stakes easily. And I went out and interviewed John Ennis for the Today at Keeneland show about Great White. Horse is huge, and you look at him and look at his pedigree, and you don't think a horse like that's going to win at six furlongs, which he did, which I think speaks to this one's talent. And then he came back in his third start, won the Battaglia. So, and John said he's trained very well, trains at the Thoroughbred Training Center on dirt regularly. And they brought him over and had a couple of works over the Keeneland surface with him. So I think he could outrun his odds, but I'm not going to use him on my pick four ticket just to keep the budget down to where I would like. How'd you see the Bluegrass?
He's just saying Great White is appropriately named there.
Yes,
right?
Yes. White, I told John that. I said, I can see where you got the name, and he's got a big white blaze on his nose.
Yeah, but he's a big one, too. Further ado with my picking here, I'm not going to get fancy with this one. I just think there's two factors to me that point to this horse as the most likely winner, especially if this class president scratched out. Further ado had that 98 buyer here at a mile and 16th on the Keeneland track in the fall in a maiden special weight, won by 20 lengths. Don't know what he beat that day, but he got a 98 buyer that day. Comes back, wins the Kentucky Jockey Club with not a very impressive number, an 82 buyer, but he won the race, so he did what he had to do. And then his debut in the spring was a three-quarter length loss to the Puma, who almost won the Florida Derby. And if had won the Florida Derby, I would be a richer man today. But the Puma ran huge in there. So I've got to take the fact that Further Ado ran huge on the Keeneland track, and he ran very, very well in the Tampa Bay Derby. Had a little bit of a bump there near the end and only lost by three-quarters length to a horse that is going to be, I would think, one of the top three or four choices on the first Saturday in May. So I'm going to single Further Ado in here and put all my eggs in one basket for this Easter weekend.
Ah, well said. Pick four tickets. All right. I'm going to go with a $48 ticket. I'm going to go three in the first leg, 4-9-10, with 1-3-4-5, with 2-6-8-11, with 4-6, $48 ticket on the pick four. How did you build your ticket?
Spent $72, 9-10-11, with 1-3-5-6, with all with six.
Now, late pick three, $3 late pick threes, the new wager for the last three races on the card each day. So we're going to do a late pick three ticket every day as well to kind of get you guys involved in playing what should be, I think, a very popular bet. The $3 turf pick three has been a big hit. So, Jim, my late pick three, I'm going to go 1-3-4-5. I couldn't eliminate anybody in the Madison. I'm going to just take the top two I liked in the Shakertown and not feel real confident in going that narrow, but I'm going to go 2-8, and then I'm going to do 4-6. So that, by my math, is a $48 ticket with a $3 increment. How about you?
I had a $48 ticket with 1-3-4-5 with 2-4-8-12. I narrowed it down to four horses, still singling a six horse in the Bluegrass, and hopefully being alive to a 3-5 shot, maybe I'll get a price in the first couple legs.
Don't forget, you've got the Wood Memorial Day up in New York, Santa Anita Derby Day out in California. So you've got a lot of great racing going on around the country. So you're need to make sure you have money in your Keeneland Select account if you're sitting home watching baseball or getting ready for the Final Four. Certainly, if you're at the track, it's nice to have those Keeneland Select funds that, you know, if there's a long line, you can just use your Keeneland Select app to play that way. But wherever you are betting and whoever you're betting on, we wish you good luck and wish everybody a very happy Easter as well. No racing for Sunday at Keeneland, so the spring meet will resume on Wednesday, and that'll be our next edition of the In the Money podcast for KeenelandSelect.com.